Hey everyone, welcome back to another Your Daily at yourdaily.blogspot.com.
Hey, I'm here with Dexter and this is Tom. He's my dad.
That's right, I am. Your Daily.
He's showering right now.
Well, we had to do the show, so we had to take a break.
Which is more important?
Oh! The show. Well, you can do both. That's the thing. You can do it after this.
Wait, seriously? I thought computers weren't waterproof.
Oh, you're funny. You're silly.
I know, right?
Anyway, Your Daily is a show a website slash podcast where I find things that I find interesting on the internet and post
find
them.
Things that you find. Interesting.
I find things interesting. I find things that I think are interesting on the internet.
Good rephrase.
And post them on the website, yourdaily.blogspot.com. And at the end of the week, Dexter and I talk about them. Or try to. Isn't that correct? Yeah.
No.
No? Maybe. Let's settle on maybe. Let's meet halfway.
Halfway is kind of. Maybe can be either.
Okay.
It's either all the way one way or all the way the other.
But then that would still be all the way.
That's not half the way, though.
I'm just messing with you now. All right, let's do our first post that
Although
we have.
If it's the third Tuesday of December, that would work.
Okay. Let's do our first post, then. Fences. Okay, so over at stardock.com/products/fences, there's a new thing that they got. Stardock is actually a website where you can download for your Windows computer a little thing at the bottom of the screen that has like a menu that pops out like the Macintosh little dock window. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh. Well, it's a thing that when you move your mouse to a certain part of the screen where you keep it, all of a sudden the menu will pop out, and then you can roll across them, and there are a bunch of different icons you can have to choose from. Anyway, that was their original product.
What?
I swear, you've seen this. Your mother has it on her computer.
Oh.
Well, anyway, my point was, is that, not my point. Okay, now you got me all lost.
Get it? Point? It's a pun.
See, now you're just saying it to be annoying.
Sharp a pencil, it comes to a point.
No, it really doesn't.
It does.
I know, but
if you do it right.
Not in this conversation.
Otherwise, you could have said, so my dole was...
So anyway,
okay.
If you look at my desktop right here, Dexter, you see this little square that's on there?
Yeah.
That is actually... because... what?
You're explaining it, and it's a surprise to me.
Jeez. What it does is it you can house like different folders and stuff. Instead of having to go to the start menu and then open a folder and then find it and then look for it, you mm-hmm. can actually make little mm-hmm. boxes on the desktop, yep. which KDE already does. Mm-hmm. And now they have this thing mm-hmm. called Fences that mm-hmm. does it. And mm-hmm. you can get it for your Windows, so it's a lot like mm-hmm. Windows desktop.
Mm-hmm. Don't you hate it when people do that?
Yeah, you used to have a teacher that did that.
I just hate people who do that. Well, I don't hate the people necessarily, but I hate talking to people who do that.
Right. So you decided that you would do it.
Yeah. It was a pun.
I think you need to look up the word pun when we're done with this.
It doesn't have to be related necessarily. It could be related to something that was just in my head.
A pun is a play on words.
My head is crazy.
A pun is a play on words.
It should be a play under words, because then it would be a P-U-N, a pun.
Or it could be a pawn. Then it could be a play on words.
Well, that sounds like pond.
No, a pawn. Like, you know, when you're upon something.
See,
you know what that was right there, Dexter?
That was
incongruity. That was a pun. That's what a pun is.
That was incongruity.
Okay. Anyway, you can find the thing that we were talking about sort of over at over at stardock.com. Now, here's something that's actually kind of funny.
This is just stupid.
What is? The show?
This is like I thought this was like a social network.
Well, what did you think was stupid then?
Pick the perp.
Right, but I'm about to tell you what it is. And why did you say it was stupid?
I already read
it. Okay, then what is it? You explain this one then.
They give you a row of mugshots for the crime committed, and you choose which one it is. It's basically an online pick the perp thing.
Right, but that's not social networking.
Same thing.
No, because if... Okay, look.
No, I was just making a pun.
But let me show you. Once again, that's not a pun. Let me show you what we got here. So over at picktheperp.com, they show you real mugshots. Like real, these people were in, you know, arrested and had their mugshot taken things. So they load it. Mm-hmm. And then each one, they go, this person, who, or out of these people, who was the person charged with heroin? Or possession of heroin? Which one do you think it was?
The guy with the big eyes.
This guy right here?
Yeah.
Okay, you click on it.
It looks like he just
took
some.
And then it goes, you're wrong. It was that guy. It was the dude next to him. So you just go along and like these are like real.
This would be fun.
Yeah, you go along and these are like actual criminals. You think number two is, okay, giving false name to a law enforcement officer. Nope, number one.
He's the brightest.
So anyway, and so on and so forth. So when I found this, I found myself checking it or messing with it for like, you know, 5-10 minutes. It was fun. So anyway, that's over at
pickthepurp.com. 5-10 minutes of entertainment. That's your data.blogspot.com.
Right. Next is a link to this year's Disposable Film Festival, the winners of it on Vimeo. So Vimeo each year has a Disposable Film Festival, which basically is just entries of different things that are, just random shots that they found, that they took, things from old footage, stuff like that, that they find online. And they post it, and then people vote on it. So I thought that was really neat, and it's there's actually a lot of really cool stuff there. So you can go check that out at Vimeo.com, and it's just look for, search for DFF09, which is Disposable Film Festival 2009.
Sick.
Super sick. Where is that? Hold on, I need to turn that down a little bit. Okay. And our next post is...
iPhone paintings, not of, but on.
Yes. This is, I wanted to clarify that because this is a guy who has a gallery over on Flickr where he creates paintings. Like, that was actually something that was done on his iPhone with his finger. He just drew it. He's got a program. And he actually has some really cool stuff if you look at it. I'm wondering if a lot of them might be pictures he actually took and then he painted on top of them. Because some of them, like this one I posted here, looks pretty exact. But regardless, still pretty cool, and he's got a whole gallery of the stuff, and he says that all these sketches and paintings are done very quickly on site on my iPhone, between 5 and 10 minutes each. The sunsets can be done even faster as the light is changing very quickly. So you can find that over at, just search for Steph Sketches is his name on Flickr.
Steph. Raw.
How is Steph? Steph is S-T-E-F, not P-H.
Radical.
Radical indeed. So that's, I thought that was really cool. If you wanted, did you want to see any more of those? Or, I mean, they're pretty neat.
Not now that we not interrupt now, but the you show. Got,
that, now you're worried about interrupting the show.
Now I'm worried about not getting to shower.
Okay, we're moving on then. Here's a link to
zombies.
there's a website that actually made itself look exactly like the BBC News website, but like all the way through. But it posted a fake story called. They warn of zombism outbreak where people are getting sick and turning into zombies in London. And it looked exactly like the BBC News site. Everything even linked to the BBC. So if somebody forwarded you this link, you really thought it was on the BBC and you'd click and it would take you to the BBC homepage. And that was over on bouncewith.me.uk. So that was what that was.
LOL.
The next one, everybody enjoys things at enjoysthin.gs.
Enjoysthin.gs?
Yes.
That is enjoysthin.gs.
First, everything, or
every... It's like enjoys things, but with a period in between the N and the G and
that
the things.
That is what it is. But I wonder where that is, because GS, those actually stand for, like, places.
It's a pun.
But first... enjoys things is a great place to save and share or, you know, enjoy allowing to highlight specific what you like about each thing. Did that make any sense what I just said?
You think you could speak through your eye if you were like a mutant?
How cool. You're still on the zombie mutant thing?
No, it's zombies and mutants are nothing like each other.
Huh.
I'm talking about mutants, not zombies.
Why were you thinking that?
I put my eye up to the microphone and I was like, what if I could speak through that? How cool would that be?
I don't think it would be cool at all.
I would
all,
love
truthfully.
To do that.
But then how would you see?
You would see through your mouth. Then you could have two mouths.
But then you'd have to eat with your eye.
Ooh, that wouldn't be so fun, would it?
No.
What if you could eat with your nose?
That I don't think I'd like that either. I don't think I'd like any of that. Anyway.
You could smell with your ears, and you know what you would hear with?
What?
Hold on. Your butt.
I knew you were going to work something like that in there somewhere.
And you could poop out of it, too. Or you could just not poop.
Well, that's impossible. Where's everything going to go when you eat? Waste. You have waste. You create waste.
Go to heaven.
Anyway, so we were talking about Enjoys Things. It's actually a really cool clip site for where you... I know, I'm not getting off the... You're the one who just got done telling me that I was getting off the subject.
Okay, you know what? If you rant about this, you're just going to make the show longer, and you're interrupting the show right now,
I don't think you're being fair. You're not being fair at all.
EnjoysThin.gs, that is EnjoysThin.gs. It is like Enjoys Things with a period in between.
You already said all that.
I know.
And we still have no idea, right, but we still have no idea what the site is because
first EnjoysThin.gs is a great place to save and share things you enjoy about or enjoy allowing you to highlight specifically what you like about each thing. Soon the things you enjoyed will make a neat page like this, except it will be filled with things that you enjoy.
So essentially it's a spot where you can create pages of cool things that you like and share them with other people. So it's kind of like, you know, they create a page with you, and if you go here, you just see lots of things that people found on the internet, and they're like, oh, that's great, and it creates a little blog for it. So it's like a clipping site, but it just looks a little bit more fancy. Fancy. You got to say fancy when you say
fancy.
It. All right, last
Regional
item for today.
Be shutting down on May 31st.
So...
I don't even know what it is.
Rejaw actually is a social networking thing. It was a lot
is
like
it about
Pounce.
Zombies?
No, it was not. But it was a lot like Pounce. But much like Pounce, they had announced that they are now going to be shutting down as of May 31st, 2009. They're not accepting any new accounts, but they will, you know, give people a way to export all of their info. Which I think is weird because they always say that, oh, you can export your info. Well, why? I'm going to export all the stuff that I posted I did, and I guess you can put files on there and stuff, but still, I'm not quite sure anybody would be using it for that purpose. But yeah. There's another social network that bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust.
Yeah, so we'll have to see who takes its place.
You think they could shut down Facebook? How much would that suck for so many people?
It would suck for you, because you live on that thing. I don't even
no,
think
I don't
you
really use it anymore.
Get out. Since when? Yesterday?
Yes, actually.
Why are you not using it?
I've used it since, because I don't like having it open and it's slow and
it's because you can't leave your browser open. It's your browser that gets slow because if you leave Firefox...
I close it every night.
The browser you do?
Yeah.
Oh. Because if you leave Firefox open too long, it starts to eat up your CPU. So anyway, that's our show for this week, sort of. As Dexter went off task.
Just a little bit.
But anyway...
What if you could breathe through a bag?
I don't care. So join us next week at yourdaily.blogspot.com.
If you could breathe through a bag, would it be paper or plastic?
I will
think about that.
I will be posting stories throughout the week, as I usually do.
Nice pun.
And then, that's not what that word is. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can subscribe to the site. You can check out the site.
Book.
And if you find something interesting that you discover throughout the week, you can email us at yourdaily@drop.io. Or leave us a voicemail at 1-646-495-9204 and enter the code 85092. You see, you didn't get to do your spot because you were talking. I wouldn't even let you do the ending thing.
I have one final thing to say.
What's that?
You think if Mario was skinny, he could still squish the Goombas?
Mario's not real.
Yeah, but I mean, if he was skinny,
but
do you
he's
think...
not real, so he can't be no, skinny. He can be skinny if he wants because he's not real.
But then he might not be heavy enough to squish the Goombas just by jumping on them.
Goombas aren't real either.
They are in my world.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Pun, by the way.